from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Preseason game right here on 96.5. The Fan. Coverage begins at 2 o'clock in the afternoon tomorrow. You'll hear Mitch Holthus, Danan Hughes, and Josh Klingler, and Dan Israel. So the preseason game, a lot of the things we were interested in week one, however interested you could be for preseason, let's be real.
Especially week one preseason.
A lot of those still apply, and we'll talk about the running back slot in about 30 minutes and how the Chiefs should handle tomorrow with multiple running backs, with Clyde Edwards-Helaire not being available, as we discussed a little bit earlier on in the week. But for me, I mean, at the top of the list, it's actually Xavier Worthy this week. Last week, he wasn't number one for me. For me tomorrow, because of the Hollywood Brown injury, I'm a little worried. Maybe they don't play him a whole lot, but we didn't get a chance to see anything from him in the first preseason game.
No, not really.
We know that maybe they're going to scale back the usage on the punt returns, as we've brought up this week. So Worthy's probably number one on my list of, like, excitement-wise, who I want to see. The other area would just be the number two cornerbacks, because they don't know who that is yet.
I think that might be the single biggest key, because who gets snaps one? I thought we were going to be talking left tackle this whole preseason, by the way.
That
got decided, like, week one of training camp. That was buried so long ago that we don't even have to think about which way that went in a certain direction. Number two corner has ended up becoming the number one talking point, because it's ended up becoming the number one position battle. And I don't think we're any closer than when we started. And that is deeply concerning to me, because Joshua Williams has been healthy the whole time. Like, Jalen Watson hasn't been. Joseph hasn't been. A number of the other choices available in the mix at that spot haven't been. He's been healthy the whole time. And even still, they're looking at it and they're like, I'm probably okay. I also wouldn't mind some of these preseason games. I like to just see one good, solid drive from the offense to make me make sure this offseason offensive game plan technically works. Will it make my decision for whether it will or not? No, but I like a little boost before the season goes to make me feel like they're at least, you know, on the right path to decision making.
It's weird. I feel the same way more so week one of the season. Like, I don't think the Monstars
came,
I don't think the Monstars went to St. Joe and took Patrick Mahomes' talents. But
so they're not screwed.
But there is a little bit of the not in preseason, but week one of the season. Like, that first drive where you're like, oh yeah. He's still the best quarterback in the league. Oh yeah, Travis Kelce's still the best tight end. Like, there is a little bit of that. You're like, okay, phew. All right, there wasn't just magically some talent was stolen in the offseason. For the preseason game, though, man, like, Patrick Mahomes could throw an interception tomorrow. Nobody cares. Like, I think we want to see them take a shot down the field. We wanted that in the first preseason game. We didn't see it. First play, I think they tried to, but Worthy was covered well. So they dumped it off to Hollywood Brown, and unfortunately he suffers the injury.
Yeah.
I mean, that's the obvious thing, is now that you're already down one wide receiver, like you always say in preseason, trying to get through, make sure your starters, yes, you want them to play, but you also don't want the injury. And I know Andy says the starters are playing the whole first half.
They're not.
We know that will not be the case. Hell, I would argue, Cody, if the first drive ends up being an 8-play, 70-yard drive for a touchdown and they look great, that's it. Go ahead and pull Mahomes, Kelce, and any of the starters. I'm good
on the offensive 100% side. 100% agreed, because there's just no point. That's what I'm talking about when I say, hey, what if we just have that one series where, you know, you feel confident in it again and everything's okay? That's really all I'm really aiming for, is that getting that version of it would make me feel better, and then I could just kind of move on with my life, you know? Then I don't have to concern myself with those things. Is there something in particular, Drew, you're looking forward to the Chiefs? I know it's been a while since you got to care about. You don't have to care about preseason football if you're in Kansas City. Maybe you do. You just like to make sure Joe Burrow's healthy. You showed us a photo of him looking too buff. I told you that was bad news.
A little bit ripped, yes. Now it seems like he's bigger than he was last year.
That's not good. You know that it's not good to be buff as a quarterback, right? Nobody wants that. Nobody wants a strong.
He's just getting ready for week two. Okay,
two days ago we were talking about Will Levis.
He's getting ready. Okay, I don't think he's Will Levis, but he's. You could tell that he was a little bit bigger. I know that Kingsley is going to be the left tackle, but I still am looking forward to seeing that spot, because I know, because it's going to be good, bad, in between throughout the year. But just seeing him continue to get reps and reps, like how does he look in another game like scenario where you're not just practicing? Like what is it? Does he look better? Does he look the same? Is there anything that he makes a mistake on? Like, just following him throughout the preseason, I think, is something I've been keeping my eye on.
That's fair. I think sticking with the offensive line, well, then how about the right tackle? Because right now, Taylor is
hurt. Can Niang hold up if needed?
We don't know if Juwan Taylor is going to be hurt for weeks or if it's just a couple day thing. So how does Niang hold up at right tackle? I think that is one of the other areas. Sure. And then the guy that we mentioned last week has been a story for the offseason. I know it's someone that you've obviously talked a ton about as well, and that's Felix Anudike-Uzomah. And, all right, should get plenty of snaps again on Saturday against Detroit. Can you stand out in a good way at all in the preseason, at minimum? Can you have any belief that the progression is actually happening? Because during training camp, players talked him up. His teammates said he's improved, and that's fair. But can we see it in a game? Can we see the improvement in a game, even in a preseason? That's what I also will be looking for tomorrow.
What's funny is, and I don't mean to like dismiss the possibility of growth, because I definitely think that that's possible for him. I do think what's important is he like just show that he's moving in the right direction. I will still give Felix Anudike-Uzomah, even this whole year, I will give him the benefit of youth. He was incredibly raw and incredibly young. They admitted those things when they took him. So he gets more of a leeway than a normal player would, in my opinion, to get up to the level. But he should be a productive, rotational defensive lineman this year. We saw guys like Mike Dana taken in the third round, or Turk Wharton, undrafted rookie, by year two, become productive members of a rotational defensive line. That's really what I want to see out of Felix. My concern is in that first game, and it's just a preseason game, so there's no reason to like overly worry, is that with a player like that, is that he's still showing some of the same problems he showed before. Not holding an edge, not getting consistent. You know, you were like, you were in there a little bit. I wouldn't mind seeing him in there for a half, seeing him in there for a number of snaps tonight. Were you kind of get a good fresh look on Felix?
Well, there's no reason he shouldn't be playing a ton. I mean, if he's as far down the depth chart as we believe he is, because they brought back most of the defensive line, and even with Charles Manihu being out, you know, how many guys are still going to get snaps above him? There's no reason for them not to play Felix a ton.
Joe Cullen was asked about him earlier this week, and he said, look, he makes some good plays, and he's in better shape than he was last year, but one of the things that he mentioned he needs to work on is just being more consistent. Like, he'll have highlights and flashes of, okay, that's why we picked him in the first round. But it's not enough for you to say he's a guy that we can rely on a regular basis to do what he needs to do.
Have to be consistent. Like, I mean, we hear that all the time. I mean, even when we were discussing the number two cornerback spot, what did Dave Merritt say about the grouping of Williams and Watson and others, Nazi Johnson? Nobody's consistent enough, and that's why nobody has stood out.
Who do you think is actually going to win the job?
I
think it's going to end up being Nazi Johnson.
That's who they, I think, want because of the athleticism. I think he might be the most athletic guy in the group, but he struggled to stay healthy at times. And then Joshua Williams has had the biggest opportunity because he's been healthy, as you said.
That's why I don't think it's going to be him.
I like the, like, overall, you talk about a size with your cornerbacks. We know Trent McDuffie's undersized, but he's been able to play at an extremely high level, one of the best corners in the league. But if you're going to have Trent McDuffie go inside still, and you're going to have an outside corner, I think they like the size and the ability from Joshua Williams. That's the advantage that he has.
I think he'll get it too.
And we know Jalen Watson is banged up right now too. So Watson's banged up. Nazi Johnson's been hurt at times. Joshua Williams is healthy. I still think in week one against the Ravens, he will be the first guy that gets the opportunity to be, you know, corner two. They still might be rotating, though, if he's not going to step up a little bit. But he's got a great opportunity. We've looked at that all offseason. Has a great opportunity. And I don't think he had a bad camp. He just didn't get a stranglehold on the job the way he probably thought he would.
Well, that was the conversation we had, I think, last week when Spags mentioned the exact same thing. Is maybe it's a good thing that they haven't been able to. There's nobody that's really stood out enough because they're all playing well. Or it's the flip side, and it's a little bit more concerning of a, well, nobody's stood out yet. Now it seems like it's the concerning side of it, where the fact that we're almost into preseason three and we're almost getting into the final couple weeks of the preseason and there's still nobody that stepped up, we're getting into the concerning phase of that.
Yeah, I know we'll talk about the wide receivers a little bit later on. Danan was on yesterday with Carrington, was talking about the deepness of the wide receiver room. The easy way in the early way is be like, look at the depth. Three guys who could be number two corner. That's not the vibe here. That's just straight up not the vibe. It is desperately, will someone become two? And what it is trying to decide which end of this. Because last year, wide receiver, we were like, the depth. This is one of the deepest rooms they've ever had. It wasn't, first off. But even if it was, it was bad depth. Depth does not mean anything. Everyone being on the same page is not necessarily a compliment. You want someone to stand out above the rest. It makes your life easier. It makes the job easier. It makes the person you put in those positions when things are close and when it matters the most and when some team's in a 2-minute drill and you don't want Josh Allen going down the field, picking you apart. And you're like, who's going to be on Keon Coleman maybe this year? You'd like to make sure it's just Nazi Johnson and you don't have to think about it, or Joshua Williams and you don't have to think about it, or Jalen Watson. So, I mean, yeah, I mean, of all the positions to pay attention to, it's probably that one. And the Lions will give you a good test at weapon department, so I mean, at least there's going to be a real challenge.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines Gel Flex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
If your day sounds like,
we need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through, you deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame,
two more.
You deserve this ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. and thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at MyBob's.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes.
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or draft pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.